This week on the eBay for Business podcast.
One entrant from each post will win a $200 eBay gift card. So perfect to either help buy some presents for the holidays or self-gift, whatever you want to spend it on, a good amount of money.
I've always used my Marine Corps leadership traits and principles and brought that into my own environment at eBay and try and instill a lot of those same disciplines onto my personal teams that I run. And so it's been incredibly powerful. So I'm so grateful for my time in the Marine Corps.
I walked away with a great appreciation for the chain of command. And I've taken that concept and internalized it into just about everything I do in my life. It's not just who I report to, but it's the identification of this flowchart of processes that you need to accomplish to get from step one to step 10, let's say. That helped me tremendously, and it's not just in sales. You know, it's in any goal that I establish for myself as a person, that I try to establish with my family, with my children, and certainly with business. I try to identify the steps required to achieve the desired end result, and then follow those steps. And that all came from an appreciation of the chain of command.
I'm Brian Burke.
I'm Griffin. This is the eBay for Business podcast, your weekly source for the information and inspiration to start, run, and grow a business on the world's most powerful marketplace. And this is episode 116. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Griff. Good to be with you again.
Good to be with you as well. By the time this podcast is released, we should know who won the president race.
Yes. Is it still Tuesday?
It's still Tuesday where we're recording, but well, actually it's Thursday, but it'll be next Tuesday. So that news item can be taken off the desk.
Well, we hope.
We hope. Yes. Because we have our own eBay news items to talk about this week.
Who are we electing at eBay this week?
Well, we're not electing anyone, but we do have some things to talk about. Because in the news this week on eBay, recently the team that manages the multi-user account access, otherwise known as MUA, or as I like to call it, MUA, released a new permission. It's called the Add Shipping Tracking. It's the latest addition to MUA's growing list of available permissions. So now you as a MUA seller can add a permission for one of your workers to add tracking to an order. Seems like a small thing. Actually, for those sellers who are using the multi-user account access tool, this is a lot of work that they don't have to do that they can now assign to another person.
Another great aspect to that feature. I'm going to be excited to see the additional things that come out of the product team. Now that they've built the platform, they'll be able just to add these kinds of features in the future and make it a much more powerful tool for sellers to delegate.
Yeah, I'll adopt MUA once it has a permission where I can delegate someone to wash the windows or clean my bedroom.
That would be nice. The other thing that's happened was, I'm sure our sellers have noticed a new column on the Seller Hub active listing page, item specifics recommended, and new item specifics column on the Seller Hub active listings page. This feature allows for quick addition and editing of recommended item specific. And for those who missed it, you might want to listen to the question and answer portion of episode 115, that was just last week, in which Rebecca and Griff corrected some misunderstanding among some sellers regarding both the recommended and required item specifics.
That's true. And finally, in the news from the shipping product team, delivery estimates are one of the most critical levers that impact buyer conversion, and buyers regularly cite shorter estimated delivery dates as one of the most important factors in their buying decisions. Now, to keep their delivery time shorter, many sellers also work on weekends, but currently, eBay doesn't take weekends into account as working days while calculating estimated delivery dates, and thus, they oftentimes for those sellers show longer estimated delivery dates to the buyers. To this end, the shipping team has launched the ability for sellers to enable weekends, that's Saturday and or Sunday, as working days, and specify same-day handling cutoff times for weekend days as well throughout their working calendar. Now, this has been a popular ask from sellers who work on weekends. Most major carriers in the U.S. also operate on weekends, making it an essential feature for those sellers. We launched the weekend calendar in the U.S. and Australia markets in early October, and we're launching it worldwide within the next 2 weeks. So stay tuned. This is a great new feature for sellers who, like they said, work on the weekends and want to be able to use that point as a competitive feature by showing shorter estimated delivery days to their buyers.
That's two great features for our sellers as we're kind of wrapping up the year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The other thing that we've got going on this week is Director of Shipping, Stuart Reichenbach, will be with us in our next episode to go into the details of this product and other shipping news. So
yes,
stay tuned for that next week.
Yeah, he will.
But for this week, in honor of Veterans Day, we'll talk to Director of Seller Growth, Michael Robinson, about how his experience in the Marine Corps has shaped how he leads his team here at eBay and the impact that that experience has on how he helps sellers grow.
And we'll also converse with an eBay seller who's also a vet. Tim Finnegan sells on eBay as Riley Packaging, and he has quite a story to tell.
Looking forward to both of those. And first up, from our seller marketing team, Kirsty Dunn has news about a new seller contest.
Joining us now from her home office in New York City is seller social marketing and communications manager Kirsty Dunn. Kirsty runs the eBay for Business Facebook page. Welcome back to the podcast, Kirsty.
Hey, Griff. Lovely to be back.
It's Holiday Hustle Month, and to get sellers motivated, we just launched a fun competition on our eBay for Business Facebook page, and I have no idea what it is. Can you tell us?
Absolutely, yeah. So as you said, it's Holiday Hustle Month, and holidays are near, so we wanted to do something fun on the Facebook page. We've launched the Holiday Hustle Sweepstakes. As you might remember, we had a pretty successful competition last year, which was around shipping selfies. And a couple of weeks ago, we posted on the Facebook page around sellers' favorite flips, asking to tell us what they'd sold, how much they'd sold it for, and how much they'd earned, basically. And sellers love sharing these stories, and we love hearing them. We've launched a sweepstakes, which will run for the next 5 weeks. And there's going to be 10 posts where we want sellers to answer our question, comment or share pictures in the post comments for a chance to win. And we can't wait to hear those stories. All holiday themed, of course.
Will this contest have a name?
Yes, it's called the Holiday Hustle Sweepstakes.
The Holiday Hustle Sweepstakes. When there's a sweepstakes, there usually means there's a prize. So what can sellers win in this one?
So one entrant from each post will win a $200 eBay gift card. So perfect to either help buy some presents for the holidays or self-gift, whatever you want to spend it on, a good amount of money. So yeah, we're hoping that we get plenty of sellers engaging on the post and commenting and sharing their tips and tricks and stories.
What kind of questions, Kirsty, or themes will sellers be able to contribute to?
Yeah, so we launched last Friday, and last Friday was around what does your shipping station look like? We know that sellers have all sorts of different types of shipping stations, and obviously we hope that they're getting them all ready for a busy and successful holiday period. So we want to see what they look like. So essentially, submit the picture, and one person will be drawn to win a $200 gift card.
I don't know if you checked out our last episode, we had Lynn Drawley on, and we got a great picture of her in her shipping station with her new dog, Cha-Cha.
Well, hopefully she's on the Facebook page and she can also submit her picture herself and win $200, perhaps.
I will definitely let her know. How can sellers enter?
So all they have to do is follow our eBay for Business Facebook page, keep an eye out for the Holiday Hustle sweepstakes posts over the next few weeks, and simply comment or share a picture in the comments of the post itself.
Will we be announcing the winners well in advance of the 25th of December?
We will be announcing the winners the week after the entries close. So the competition is open from last Friday up until the 6th of December. So we'll be announcing the winners the following week. So yes, in time for the holidays, for sure.
Will you be on the podcast to tell us?
I certainly can.
Oh, yes, we would love
that. Why not?
And now I have to confess, because I was on the email thread where you started asking about this and I couldn't really be of any help. Tell us about the packing playlist.
Yeah. So obviously we spoke about it's holiday hustle and the peak of holiday is upon us. And we hope that plenty of our sellers are busy packing their orders in their beautiful shipping stations. And so we wanted to have a bit more fun, and we've released a packing playlist on Spotify. While sellers are packing their holiday sales, they can pop in their headphones and listen to the playlist and even dance along if they want to some shipping related songs.
Yes, but be careful if you're dancing and you're also packing delicate, fragile glassware.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Be careful.
Okay. So how can we as sellers access the packing playlist?
So you can find our eBay for Business profile on Spotify, or simply search Holiday Hustle Packing Playlist on Spotify. We'll also obviously include include the URL so all of your listeners can find it easily as well in the podcast link. Also, today's Holiday Hustle sweepstakes is asking sellers what their favorite packing song is. I'm sure that you will see a few new additions to the packing playlist over the coming days, because right. I'm sure we've missed a few.
So I see this is a dedication list as well. Well, this is great news. It sounds like you're having too much fun this year.
We're trying to just have a bit of holiday cheer and get in the holiday spirit nice and early. We've been talking about holiday since August through our marketing campaigns. As you well know, we've had lots of holiday-related segments on the podcast already. It's now November. I'm sure plenty of people are decorating their homes, and so we wanted to really get into the holiday spirit and win some prizes along the way and have some fun.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. I can't thank you enough for stopping by and updating this on the fun stuff that's going on with the Facebook page and eBay for Business in general. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Griff.
Seller Social Marketing and Communications Manager Kirsty Dunn joined us to talk to us about the Holiday Hustle Sweepstakes. We'll provide more information as it's available in the way of links for both that and the holiday playlist that's going to be on Spotify. This week, we celebrate Veterans Day on November 11th, and we'll be speaking to sellers who are also vets in the next few episodes. But today, we're checking in with an eBay employee who is also a vet, and he's also somebody I've known since he first started at eBay way back in 1999, which, if you're doing the math, is almost 21 years. Director of Seller Growth, Michael Robinson, welcome back to the podcast, Michael.
Great to be on with you, Griff. Appreciate you having me on.
We're glad you're here to help us with this week's podcast.
It's my pleasure, and definitely something that I'm passionate about around veterans and the things that we do for our veterans around the company and just around the country in general.
Can we talk a little bit about your own military career?
Yeah, for sure. I started in the Marine Corps. I'd signed up in 1982 and was in from 82 to 91. I was in Desert Storm and got out after July of 1991. During my tenure in the Marine Corps, I had grown from just a private starting out of boot camp, went into basic training, started out at Camp Pendleton, which is in Southern California, went on many overseas tours while I was there, grew to a sergeant, was a platoon sergeant. So I had a platoon of Marines that I was responsible for. And what was incredible about my journey in the Marine Corps was really around leadership and what the Marine Corps stresses in terms of knowing your people, knowing your own personal capabilities and the strength of leadership and how to help your Marines, your team members get the most out of themselves. And seeing in them their potential and being able to drive that potential with them to get the best results for them and for the greater team. And so being able to bring that knowledge and capability into the civilian workforce has been incredibly powerful. I've always used my Marine Corps leadership traits and principles and brought that into my own environment at eBay and try and instill a lot of those same disciplines onto my personal teams that I run. And so it's been incredibly powerful. So I'm so grateful for my time in the Marine Corps.
It seems like it was yesterday, but it was also, I tell you, 21 years ago seems like a long time ago.
Yeah.
Over time, your role at eBay's morphed from being a part of the customer support team for trust, but then working in the seller development team and now as head of seller growth. How big is your team right now, by the way? I don't think I've ever asked you that.
There's effectively three different businesses within my team and an operations lead that kind of helps us remain efficient. I have an acquisition team on BD. I have a merchant integration team that helps onboard new customers, and then an acceleration team, which helps optimize our customers and the new sellers' business. So in total, we have 27.
Wow, that's a big team.
Yeah.
And are there challenges in managing that team now that none of us are in a campus? Is this a different type of management that you have to employ when you're remote and all of your team are remote?
Yeah, That's a great question. And a lot of my employees are over in Salt Lake City. So I've been already in a position where I manage remotely. And even my head of operations is in our Bellevue office in Seattle. Honestly, I have zero employees based in San Jose. So the importance for me being in San Jose is more about other critical meetings that I may need to attend in person, but it's less about managing the team. So I've been in a position for the last couple of years where I'm managing remotely. And quite honestly, like, again, kind of reflecting back on some of those important leadership skills in knowing your people, knowing yourself, being over communicative, and being able to get into regular rhythms and trusting in your people and opening up those lines of communication has been a really important thing. And as we've entered into this post-COVID world, we really had regular rhythms in place already. But the importance of working in this environment is now becoming more aware of people's personal needs and the way that they need to manage their life, with everything converging into kind of one household where you're working in your home, you're living in your home, you're teaching your kids school in your home. It's having those open conversations and dialogue about your team's personal well-being and making sure that they're actually aware and cognizant of that so that they can take care of themselves and still be doing a great job in service for our customers, but taking care of themselves as well.
Do you stay connected with the military community, the veteran community?
I have some connections, which is, it's so great in today's kind of socially enabled online world. Years ago, just getting out of the Marine Corps, it was so difficult to find Marines that I served with that I was interested in staying connected with. Where today we've got, you know, a couple of Facebook groups that we're all online, all connected. We're setting up reunions. We're supposed to have a reunion this year in Hawaii for the guys that I served with over in Desert Storm, my unit. That obviously didn't happen. So we're maybe going to do it next year. But that's an example of, yeah, absolutely staying connected.
Michael, can you talk a little bit about what eBay plans to do to help celebrate Veterans Day?
Yeah, so I think, and you're aware of this, creating a couple of video series that are going to be shared on our social channels. They're going to be talking to a couple of sellers who are veterans, I believe, and telling their stories and sharing their stories with the rest of the community. I think that's just a great highlight for, again, how eBay is able to enable opportunities for our customers to have businesses, to either have a business in earnest, to supplement their needs, and especially in kind of this time and day that we're in with COVID. Being able to bring home some extra money and supplement what the family needs. But I think you're going to be talking to a couple of veteran-run businesses the next few days leading up to Veterans Day.
Yeah, we'll be talking in this episode with a seller, Tim Finnegan of Riley Packaging, who sells packaging supplies on eBay and also has extended his purpose by selling on eBay. And so we're going to speak to him today as well. And then next week, we'll speak to another seller, Sergeant Red, who's been on the show before. And they have a very interesting story, and we want to check in with them to see how business has been, especially in the last year with COVID. And you can also see these stories as well. I should, a little log rolling here. It always comes in handy on the eBay Inc. blog. You can also read more about their stories. Every year, we'll be focusing back on this. And as long as you're working at eBay, we'll be checking in with you. Michael.
I appreciate you allowing me the privilege to come on and chat with you. I want to give a shout out to my Marine Corps brothers and sisters out there for the 244th Marine Corps birthday today on November 10th. Happy birthday, all the Marines out there.
Thank you so much for everything you do, both for eBay and for what you did and continue to do as a Marine. Thanks so much, Michael.
Appreciate it, Griff.
Michael Robinson is the director of seller growth here at eBay. It's exactly what it sounds like. He helps sellers grow. In honor of Veterans Day, or maybe we should say Veterans Week or even Veterans Month, the way the podcast works, During the Veterans Day week or month here on the podcast, we'll be speaking to a few vets in this and in our next episode. Today, we're joined by Tim Finnegan, who sells on eBay under the name Riley Packaging. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you.
Tim, in what branch did you serve?
I was in the Air Force. I was part of an air refueling group, which basically would mean that we had the ability to refuel airplanes while they were flying midair. I didn't do anything fantastic in that. I was just a support element to that. Basically, I was in the supply area. So I was a supply sergeant in the air refueling group of the Air Force.
What do you sell on eBay?
Riley Packaging sells shipping and packaging supplies. We currently carry over 20,000 items. Basically, anything you need to ship a package from here to there, we have the materials for that. We have about 1,000 items on eBay currently.
And we'll be putting up a link to your store in our transcript for episode 116. How long have you been selling on eBay?
Well, I've been associated with eBay for 23 years. I was registered in 1997 initially and did a lot of buying and did some odd and end selling and always had a little side gig going on where I would sell something. But we actually went full-time with Riley Packaging on eBay in 2015.
What led you to start selling packaging supplies on eBay? It's a big jump from being in the Air Force and then deciding you're eventually going to start a business. And I assume that there was some time in between that.
There was time in between. My career spans some various different things. After active duty in the Air Force, I went back to school and became a high school teacher. So I taught English, did that for a while, and then had an opportunity to go into the printing supply business. And it was going to allow me to get into the sales and management role, which I then thought was what I wanted to do, which then I did. And I spent many years in that, selling printing supplies like printing inks and chemicals to major printers throughout the country, like newspapers. And when that started to decline, the print on paper popularity decreased, went to the internet or however, digital. I realized that my last employment, I left in 2015, and actually attempted to early retire. I did that for about 30 days and went totally crazy.
The shortest retirement on record.
And then I realized I had to do something. And being already involved in eBay and being a sales manager and owner of companies in the printing supply business, my first role was to go out and actually we knocked on doors the good old-fashioned way. And sold our wares to small and mid-sized manufacturing companies in the area, picked up a lot of business, and then decided we would try the e-commerce route too.
And at that point, you were selling packing supplies.
That's correct. By that time in 2015, I'm out of the printing supply business and into the packaging supply business, first selling to actual businesses.
A lot of them who probably sell on eBay.
Yes, I had some who did. They all probably had some e-commerce involvement, but probably their major distribution route was direct to their customers.
eBay is a very competitive marketplace for most categories, and packing supplies is no exception. How do you set yourself apart so you can compete?
In our listings, we clearly state that we're always competitive, and we also state that we're not always the cheapest. But we are within that sweet spot of competitive nature. In some instances, we are the least expensive. But we do think that we handle the transaction better than our competitors. I think our 100% positive feedback reflects that. We started with a business plan that has evolved over the years based upon listening to our customers. We think we listen to our customers better than the competition, and I think that differentiates us from them.
In your case, it sounds like you focus on customer service. Are there any other value propositions besides just price where you stand out?
I think our responsiveness to questions from our buyers is very good. We really do just about anything and everything we can to please our customers. We listen to them and they want it same day shipping or next day shipping. So 99.99% of our orders, if placed before, let's say, 3 o'clock Central Time, will ship the same day. We take care of any issues that sometimes may occur, like a little bit of damage by the parcel services. Sometimes they don't treat our packages as kindly as they should.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. But we take care of that, and we always resolve it to 100% customer satisfaction. I think that's what differentiates us from everybody else.
How big is your entire business?
In 2015, we started with zero sales. Today, you know, we have transacted over 50,000 transactions. We have revenue in the $1 million range from zero, and a lot of our offerings are under $50.
Well, how many employees do you have?
We're a small family-run business. We have 3 employees, and we have other family members who just help out. Without getting paid.
Yeah.
Oh. They're the best workers we have.
Aren't they, though?
The return on investment on there is great. They are family, you know, my children, and they do help out.
Of course.
And we greatly appreciate that. We have one employee who is from the community, Linda. If you're placing orders, Linda's probably the one processing your order with us. We have 5 warehouses that we utilize throughout the country. And that also differentiates us a bit from our competition because we're able to ship most times from a warehouse closest to where that buyer is at. We have 2 warehouses that we ship from in Illinois. We have Texas, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. So geographically, it's spread out. And ideally, if there's inventory at, let's say, the Pennsylvania location and you're in Pennsylvania, we will ship from there. If we don't have the inventory in there, we'll ship from wherever we have to. But that helps us out tremendously.
That's a great advantage if you're competing with a seller of similar items and he's or she is just located in one location.
Yes, I think it does.
But there's also logistical and operational challenges with having that many locations.
Yeah, we've worked out a very good arrangement with our suppliers, with the warehouse staffing, and it works out great for us. So, I mean, we've worked out the kinks. We didn't start that way. We started with just our own little warehouse in our commercial site in Batavia, and then we branched out and utilizing these large warehouses, which comprise a couple million square feet of inventory. So we worked out those arrangements, and those arrangements is what we call contract workers. They're not officially employees of our corporation, but we have an association and relationship with them through a contractual basis.
And you can call them in when needed if there's a sudden surge in orders, for example.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What did you learn in the military that helps inform how you run your business today?
I walked away with a great appreciation for the chain of command. And when I say chain of command, initially in the Air Force, you're taught who you report to. And if you wanted to take an issue further, you go from this step to that step to this step, but you follow those steps. And I've taken that concept and internalized it into just about everything I do in my life. It's not just who I report to, but it's the identification of this flowchart of processes that you need to accomplish to get from step 1 to step 10, let's say. And if you bypass those steps, it doesn't work as well. And you may get lucky, and it may work that one time. But when I used to train salespeople in a previous profession, I always told them, don't get excited about the sale till you're there. Because they would walk in and go from step 1 and go right to the closing.
Exactly. That sounds like me.
Yeah. And the customer wasn't ready for that yet. So that helped me tremendously. And it's not just in sales. You know, it's in any goal that I establish for myself as a person that I try to establish with my family, with my children, and certainly with business. I try to identify the steps required to achieve the desired end result, and then follow those steps. And that all came from an appreciation of the chain of command.
We're heading into the holiday rush. There's a lot of sellers, they look out in their stock room and they, I got to buy some packing supplies. Why should they buy and what should they buy from Riley Packaging?
Well, we carry, I think, just about everything they need. So if they don't see it on our listings on eBay, we just simply ask that you message us and we'll add it. So like I say, we may have close to 1,000 items now, but we carry 20,000 items. We do have goals of increasing those offerings. And the way that we do is normally people will message us and say, do you have this size box or do you have this type of mill thickness tape? And we go, yeah. 5 minutes later, it's listed and we give them the link.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes we'll just get aggressive and take a category and just plop it down there ourselves. But we really try to listen to our customers, take their advice, and then we have a motto, we listen and we lead. And I think we lead in the industry by listening to our customers. It's an interesting story. A customer messaged us and said, you know, I was buying from ABC. I'm just throwing a number out.
Okay.
There may be an ABC supplier. I'm not
sure. I'm sure there is, right?
If there is one, I'm sorry. Supplier number 1.
Okay.
I've been buying from him, and he's 10% cheaper than you. He says, but Tim, he says, I order from you, and I get it 3 days later or 2 days later. He says, with the other guy, I wait 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I never hear from him.
Yeah.
Then I message him, and next thing I know, he's out of stock, and he didn't tell me. And so those are the reasons that even if I'm a pennies more expensive, and it's always going to just be pennies.
Sure.
We're right there, and the service we give to our customers and the appreciation we have. When coming from the printing industry, I was taught that high level of service, because think about this. You have a multi-million dollar printing press sitting on your press room floor, and it's costing you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars per hour. And you're waiting for me to get you a $3 pound of ink.
And everything's waiting in the meantime.
Everything's right. Waiting because you can't put ink on paper without ink. And I was taught very early on that nobody should wait for your supply. And the same thing happens in shipping and packaging supplies. Imagine if you had just finished a run of whatever, big run, small run, but you want to ship it to your customers because they want it. But you're waiting for a box to put it in.
Tim, before we go, what are your top three tips for sellers when it comes to packing right?
I think you need to identify and be cognizant of what it is you're going to ship. And by that, I mean, there's a different way of shipping a fragile crystal versus maybe a solid stack of books. So what you need to do is you need to first identify what it is you're trying to ship. Make sure you know the size of it so that you get the proper box. I mean, a little thing in a big box isn't really the best packing. A big thing jammed into a box that really doesn't fit isn't really good packing. The second thing that is really important is that there is different grades of, let's say, boxes. We primarily sell 32 ECT grade.
What does that mean? Yeah.
ECT stands for edge crush test. Our boxes can withstand 32 pounds on edge before crushing, 32 ECT. Now, we sell heavier duty boxes too, but most of our boxes and the industry standard is that. But there are lesser grade boxes out there. Same size, sometimes not clearly disclosed that they may be a 23 ECT. Now, 23 ECT means it'll withstand 23 pounds on edge before crushing versus 32 pounds on edge. So it's a weaker box. So you need the right box with the right item going in it, and then you need to fill it properly. And by that, I mean, you put a little item in a big box and you don't put any fill in it, and something happens, you know, it's going to bounce around. It could crack. It could break. Additionally, if you take the right size item in the right size box and you put the right fill in there, and I always say, fill the voids. Try to fill the void of the box. When you do that, you create a much more sturdier box, which even though the box is rated at 32 ECT, which is a high rating, it probably can withstand a lot more because you've built in extra strength in filling the voids.
There's no place for the item to shake or move around.
Absolutely. No shaking, no nothing. And best thing to do for that is to use lightweight because we're all paying per weight. So peanuts are great. Certainly, I've seen a lot of people even take newspaper and wad it up and fill the void with that. Anything that will really fill the void.
Well, this has been really great information. And I loved hearing your story, too. You've been many things. You were in the Air Force. You sold printing supplies. You were a high school teacher. We didn't even touch on that. Maybe that'll be another episode.
Great. Yeah.
And your current business on eBay, which in its current capacity has only been around for 5 years, and yet you are doing $1 million in sales. I assume that's a year. You're multi-channel. You have employees. You got 20,000 items. That's incredible.
Yes, we're multi-channel, but eBay is our primary e-commerce channel and will always be that. We've been there 23 years. We're not changing. I consider our e-commerce or our business more of a wheel. And what we have is eBay in the center hub, and from there we spoke out. And it'll always be our center hub. I can tell you, though, that today our e-commerce business reflects about 80% of our revenue.
It's a testament to the power of the internet, I guess.
It sure is. And eBay represents the largest part of that percentage.
And will always be your main squeeze. That's what I
want. Oh, you are. You know, and that's, and I don't mean to keep talking, but the eBay community, I have to talk about them. Now, it's time not to talk about me. It's time to talk about them. They are the greatest customers ever. I don't know what it is, but the whole attitude on eBay is so much different than the other online channels. I get thank yous. I get great job. Boy, keep it up. Do this, do that. And you get a little of that elsewhere, but not to the extent that you have with eBay. And maybe it's because a lot of what we sell to is also sellers on eBay.
Well, Tim, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. It's been a real pleasure, and continued success to you.
Well, you are very welcome. Thank you for your time.
Tim Finnegan sells on eBay under the business name Riley Packaging, and we will put a link directly to his eBay store in our transcript for episode 116. Just go to ebay.com/podcast, look for episode 116, and then click the link for transcript. You have questions.
We have answers.
At least we hope. We hope we have answers.
What's our first question this week, Griff?
Well, Brian, our first question was left by Hannah on our voice line at 888-723-4630. So let's listen in.
Hi, Griff. It's Hannah calling in. My eBay shop ID is Hannah's shop. And I have a question about PayPal seller fee refund. On PayPal, I'm realizing recently that we don't get any seller fee refunds for any of the partial full refund or cancellations we allow from buyers. And there's a pretty good percentage does happen on a regular basis. And eBay customer service is not able to extend their reach to how PayPal responds in such cases. I'm just wondering what other sellers are doing in terms of the PayPal seller fee. They are not getting refunded for the refunds and cancellations we are allowing, especially for high-priced items. I'm still waiting for the managed payment transfer, but any advice you have would be greatly appreciated. Thank you very much.
Well, Hannah, first the bad news, and that is there's nothing to be done. Other sellers, it's the truth. Other sellers are in the same boat. Oh, well.
PayPal used to refund their commission, not the transaction fee, but the percentage fee for any eBay sale where the seller issued a refund, either a partial refund or a full refund. But last year, they announced that they would no longer issue full or partial commission refunds.
Yeah, they did. And it was much to the disappointment and consternation of many sellers, myself included. So there it is. Of course, Hannah, with managed payments, as you so aptly pointed out, eBay does in fact refund final value fees for full or partial refunds, including for transaction cancellations. I want to point something out because there's a little confusion about the phrase final value fees. Now, with managed payments, payment fees and final value fees are bundled into one big final value fee. And that fee, that big fee, is credited back in managed payment to the seller for any refunds they issue.
And with managed payments, the percentage of the final value fee credit is based on the amount of the refund. So for example, if you refund 50% of the buyer's payment, you will receive a final value fee credit of 50%. If you refund 100% of the buyer's payment, you'll receive a full 100% refund of the final value fee paid on, and so on.
So Hannah, although you could always contact PayPal, I suppose, to ask for a payment fee credit for any refunds that you've given on eBay, and there is no guarantee they'll issue one. Once you are in managed payments, you won't have to worry about the lack of a fee credit ever again, ever, ever, ever.
I'm sure that you will appreciate that. There's one other important point.
What is that?
In managed payments, no matter what the amount of the refund, the 30-cent transaction fee is not credited back to the seller when there's a refund.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, okay. That is a good point. Thank you. Now, our next question was called in by Brandon. Let's listen.
Hello, this is Brandon from Fort Wayne, Indiana. I am FW Retro Treasures on eBay. And I have a quick question, kind of a technical question. I sell a lot of remote controls on eBay where one item can be compatible with several different models. And in the item specifics, when we're filling those out, we have the compatible model to fill in. Do we need to create a separate checkbox or separate entry for each compatible model, or can we put a string of all the compatible models in with commas separating to identify all those? Would the search still pick up that? I'm not sure if this is too technical or too long of a question for the podcast, but I hope I can hear an answer at some point soon. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Brandon, I took a look at your listings, and they are, you got a lot of remote control devices for sale. I know where I'm going to go if I need one. I did a little research and I found the following item-specific options for items listed in the Consumer Electronics, TV, Video, and Home and Audio, TV, Video, and Audio Accessories, Remote Controls category.
So I'm looking at the part of the listing page now, and I see under the recommended item-specific section for this category, there are specifics for compatible model and compatible brand.
Yeah, that's correct, Brian. I'm pretty sure that Brandon already knew that. But if you look closer, you'll see there are several checkboxes for the first 10 models and brands, and it looks like they're in alphabetical order. And this is the important part. For both the compatible model and brand, there are also drop-down menus where you select from a complete alphabetical list for either. And they're a long list.
But best of all, if the model or brand you want to add as compatible is not showing, you can use Add Your Own feature at the bottom of either list and add your model or brand. And Brandon, one more tip. Remember to use the format for, and that's F-O-R, and then the model or brand name. And you can add as many model or brand compatibility options as you like.
So Brandon, as you might have suspected, that would be the very best way to do it. In fact, it's the only way to do it. And I know it sounds like a lot of work, but if you have, 25 different compatible brands and you want to make sure you get them all in there, that's the only way to add them. You don't want to add all the compatible brands and models as a long text string for either one of those specifics. That won't work for search. The way an item specific works is as one value for one attribute, where the attribute is something like color and the value is a single color like green. If you were to put a string of colors into the value part of each specific instead of a single color, then that item will not be filtered for any color that the buyer searches for unless they actually searched for all of those colors in the same order, the same exact text string. This is the rule of thumb. Each attribute can and should only have one value.
Good information, Griffin. I hope, Brandon, that answers your question. But if not, you should send us another email or leave another message on the podcast voice line. And that goes for everyone. You can always leave your question for us on our voice line at 888-723-4630.
That's 888-723-4630. And that hotline is available any time of day, any day of the week. Leave a question or comment, and if it's appropriate, we just might put it on the air, make you a star.
And if you're not a call on the phone person, you can always email us at podcast@ebay.com. That's podcast@ebay.com.
And now one last housekeeping duty. It's time for the weekly podcast to-do list. Get out your pencils, sharpen them, and Brian, why don't you start?
I've got a sharp pencil, so here we go. Check the announcement board for up-to-date seller news.
Check out the eBay for Business Facebook page about the recent contest that Kirsty announced at the beginning of this episode so that you can get into the contest to win a $200 gift certificate and have a little fun.
Check out the transcript for this and all episodes for follow-up on what you've heard and to see the links we referenced during the episode.
On our next episode, which will be episode 117, if you're keeping count, we'll talk to another eBay seller, John Davis of Sergeant Red. John is also a veteran and he sells collectible toys and he's a pretty funny guy. And we'll hear from our correspondent from the shipping team, Director of Shipping, Stuart Reichenbach, with more news about shipping updates and anything related to shipping and holidays.
We'd like to again thank our guests this week, Kirsty Dunn from Seller Marketing, eBay Director of Seller Growth, Michael Robinson, and eBay seller Tim Finnegan of Riley Packaging.
The eBay for Business podcast is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411.